This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose.
Welcome to the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry and prose. In this space, we honor life's moments, the simple ones, the sacred ones, even the challenging ones, because moments are all we really get, and each one offers us a chance to grow, to heal, and to become. I'm your host, Shaunin Graham. Poet, author, speaker, and I'm humbled to be chosen to show up in this space each week. God has been faithful to me, and I do count it a blessing to share what He continues to lay on my heart. Now, whether this is your first time listening or you've been riding with me for a while, welcome. I'm so glad you are here. My prayer is that something in today's episode speaks directly to your spirit, that it lifts you, stretches you, or maybe just gives you the space to pause. We release new episodes every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch them on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, RSS, and wherever podcasts are available. Check out the Just a Moment podcast there. If you haven't yet subscribed, I'm inviting you to do so. And while you're there, hit that notification bell so you will always be the first to know when a new moment drops. And don't be shy. Leave me a comment. Let me know how the episode has impacted you. If it made you laugh, reflect, or even cry, I really want to hear it. And if this episode blesses you as well, share it. Share it with someone who might need a reminder that they matter, that they are loved, yes, and that they are not alone. to each and every one of you who tune in every week. Thank you. I see you. Just know that I appreciate you. And I'm truly, truly grateful. Now, before we move forward, I just want to share some updates with you. On Saturday, July 26th, we went live on YouTube for our first Just a Moment in Prayer, Communion, and Conversations. And now, I'll be honest, we had a few technical challenges or difficulties, but we made it through. And I just want to take this moment to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who showed up with patience and grace. Your presence truly meant a lot to me. Now be sure to mark your calendars because we're going live again on Saturday, August 23rd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be our monthly rhythm. Every fourth Saturday, we will pause for a moment of prayer, a moment of encouragement, and a moment of connection. And I'd love for you to be a part of that. And yes, I have also been working quietly behind the scene on some exciting new projects. And some new books, some fresh merch drops, and a few other surprises that I'll be sharing soon. So please stay tuned. Have you ever made a promise? And have you kept it to this date? You know, life is interesting and it can get even more interesting at times. The title of today's episode is I Won't Do That Again. Keep that promise. I have often shared that I came here when I was 28 years old. And so in my early 20s, while I lived in Jamaica, I was working as a tour guide at the time. I think it may be one Friday afternoon when I would normally go into Montego Bay to pick up my little pay at the tour office. We lived in the country about 17 miles out of Montego Bay in the district of Retrieve. But we had a mailbox in another community called Montpelier, which was about 7 miles from where we lived. Now, my dad had gotten this mailbox before he migrated here to the States in 1986. And back then, if you had a mailbox, you were considered somewhat affluent. Yeah, we were as poor as dirt. Come to think about it, dirt is not even poor. Anyway, that's something to think about for another time. But anyway, I took this taxi to Montpelier, checked out the mailbox, and went back to the side of the road to quote-unquote hail a taxi or hail a ride down to Montego Bay. And so I'm standing there, cute as a button, stretching my hand out each time I see something that looks like a taxi. And after about 15 or so minutes, I see a car that looks like a taxi, right? I think it was a Lada car. Anybody remembers what a Lada looks like? It was coming up the street. And so I flagged it down. It drove past me and then it stopped for a bit. Cool, right? I'm thinking to myself, oh, he probably realized that I stopped him. So I started trotting towards this car. Cutely, of course. And then I saw the car reversing towards me. I'm saying good because it means I wouldn't have to run so far. To my horror, the car reversed right past me. I don't know how comes I didn't break my legs from the sudden stop I made. I was so embarrassed and I was mad at that point. There were some guys across the street and they started laughing. That didn't help me at all. But the truth is, if I was looking on as well, I would have been laughing too. It was hilariously funny. I started cussing the driver in my heart. I'm saying, you could at least just stop at my feet and say, I'm sorry, I didn't stop for you, but don't just reverse past me like that. You could have said something. You could have said something as a man. Why did you have to embarrass me like that? Like, I'm a woman. Why did you embarrass me in this way? I was upset. I was hurt. I was mad. You know, thinking about it, it's hilariously bringing back all the emotions of that moment. Yeah, it was just the moment that I had to endure. Anyway, he picked up the person he had reversed to pick up. And Shaggy would say, what, it wasn't me? And he drove right on by me again like nothing happened. I'm still cussing this driver and saying, you could have stopped and let me know you didn't stop for me. But you embarrassed me like that. And in that moment, I made a promise to myself that I would never, never, ever run after another vehicle again. I won't run after a taxi, and I would never run after a minibus. If you stop ahead of me, I will walk to catch up. I'm not running ever again. And guess what? I never did that again. No, I couldn't live down another embarrassment like that. You know, sometimes there are promises that we have made and broken time and time again, especially when it pertains to our health, our well-being, our salvation, our families, our overall life. And I am just as guilty. Really, just as guilty. Because as I'm sharing this story, I am realizing that there are promises that I have made, that I have broken time and time again. Promises I've made to God that I have not kept. Am I the only one? I don't think so. And so now this begs the question, why were those promises harder to keep? Something I have to think about, something you can think about if there are promises you have not kept, right? Was it the dread of being embarrassed again that kept me from ever running after another vehicle? I don't know, maybe, right? Sometimes, unfortunately, we wait for life-shattering experiences before we can change, right? Could we carry over the intentionality we apply to one aspect or area of our lives to all areas of our lives? Something to think about. And here's another question that I want to leave you with. What is that thing you have promised yourself that you would not do again, and you have not done that thing again? What is that thing? Encourage someone. Tell them what promise you made to yourself that you have kept. Share it with us. You might just encourage me. You might encourage someone else who could be struggling right now with keeping a promise that's not helping them because they have broken it. Tell us what helped you to not give in and go back on your promise, on your word, whether it was to yourself, or if it was a promise you made to someone else. Think about that. Now, when we think about the promises of God to us, his children, the Bible says all the promises of God in him, that's in Christ, are yea, and in him, amen. That means it's settled. Aren't we glad that God keeps his promise? Yes. He keeps his promise. We see in Genesis, that's in the Bible, after the flood, God said that he wouldn't do that again. He wouldn't destroy all mankind. And so he placed a rainbow in the sky as a reminder of his promise. Aren't we glad that God keeps his promise? Also in Isaiah 55, we see God telling the prophet that his word goes forth out of his mouth shall not return to him void, right? He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Come on. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which God please. That's what he said. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. Think about that in the thing whereto I sent it. God keeps his promise. Aren't you glad that God keeps his promise? Something for you to think about. What promise or promises have you made that you have kept? And what promises have you made that you have broken that you really need to go back and keep? I won't do that again. Or I will be doing this going forward. Share that promise with us. Let's chit-chat about it. You know, growing up in Jamaica as a kid, there were a lot of times we had to go through that weren't what we wanted as children. And I remember penning this poem one evening while I was at home. It's called The Promise. I made a promise to myself, and it just seems redundant, you know, writing it at the time, but the words just flowed from me, even if it didn't make sense. That's what I wanted to put on paper, the promise. And this is what the poem says, the promise. It's actually on page 15 of Be Inspired Again, and I'll read it from the book today. The promise. Oh yes, I finally said to myself. If I live in the past, I won't have a future. Why think about yesterday and try to forget tomorrow? I've had a lot of disappointments, but it's time to move on and pursue my goals. If I work hard at trying, I know I'll have a future. Now today, I promise to be the best I can, never forgetting if I work hard today, tomorrow, I will be someone. And with this in mind, I'll from now do my best and prove myself ahead of the rest. The promise. The promise. What promise have you kept? And as I have looked back over my life, I can see how I've worked hard. I've not given up. Times when I fell down, times when things weren't going the way I expected them to go, or I hoped they should go, or I wanted them to go, I've kept going. And there are times when I remember this little poem that I penned so many years ago. It was before I came here, and I came here in 2000. So I wrote this poem back in the 1990s, shortly after I left high school, maybe around 1992, thereabout. Yes, I made a promise to myself. I promised myself I'm going to work hard. I'm going to give it my best. And sitting here today, I see that I have done some of that. I can see that I've done that. What are you going to promise yourself in this season? With the moments that we have left, what promise will you be making to yourself? I might have said about that taxi that I would not do that again. But you can promise to do something. Keep that promise. Make that promise and keep that promise. The promise. Be Inspired Again, page 15. If you have the book, go check it out. We will meet again next week. Same place, same time, right here on the Jam Pod. A new episode is released every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, RSS, and wherever podcasts are accessible. If you haven't done so already, go ahead, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you will know as soon as the next episode drops. And don't forget to leave us a comment. Leave me a comment. I truly enjoy hearing how each episode speaks to you. Also, don't miss our monthly live sessions. Just a Moment in Prayer happens on the fourth Saturday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. A special time for encouragement, reflection, and prayer. I would love for you to be a part of that. I'm also inviting you to check out my websites, shawnngraham.net. That's shawnngraham.net. And just a moment.live. There's more to explore, more to reflect, and receive there. So moments don't rewind, they don't repeat. Once they're gone, they're gone. So honor the ones that come your way. As for me, I've decided to walk boldly in the moments God gives me, even the uncomfortable ones, even the ones I didn't ask for. And I pray that you'll do the same. I want you to be good to yourself and to be true to who you are. Be true to whom God created you to be and to become. And don't break that promise. Keep that promise. I'm your host, Shawnngraham. See you next week on the Just a Moment podcast, the Jam Pod.
Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. Just a moment. Welcome to the Jam Podcast. This is the Just a Moment Podcast, where we pause to reflect on life through the lens of poetry.